If you're thinking about a beach vacation to escape the winter, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention wants to remind you that Zika is still very much a problem in much of the Caribbean and Latin America, particularly if you're pregnant. CDC Director Tom Frieden tells our partners at the health and medicine publication STAT that he's concerned that many people think they no longer need to worry about Zika. Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for STAT. And Helen, why is the director of the CDC concerned that people are not worried enough about Zika anymore?
There's lots of evidence that people don't know how seriously to take this outbreak. It's unusual. It's not, you know, normally when you have an infectious disease outbreak, a whole bunch of people get sick. People know people who get sick, and there's sort of a rippling through the society of understanding of what's going on. But with Zika, it's a much more invisible process almost. You know, women who are pregnant and get infected may end up having a baby with birth defects, but it'll be months before anybody knows that. And numbers are still quite low in the United States. Also, numbers elsewhere are kind of confusing. Brazil has high numbers of cases in comparison to most of the other countries where Zika has been spreading. So it seems like Zika is a hard outbreak for people to get their head around.
Well, is the problem getting worse or better in some of the places that you mentioned, or is the outbreak staying roughly the same?
The assumption at the CDC is that places that have seen Zika outbreak starts will have Zika spreading there for some time, not months, but probably years. The Americas have been naive to Zika in the past, so virtually everyone here is susceptible to it. So that means once it gets into a community, it will spread for quite a while before it runs out of people it can infect. Consequently, there are big parts of Latin America and the Caribbean where the CDC is really urging pregnant women not to go these days. Mm. You know, if anybody was planning a beach vacation in the Caribbean this winter and they're pregnant, they really ought to think again.
Well, in fact, when you talk to the CDC director, he told you that we do want to emphasize that this will be the new normal until there's a Zika vaccine, and that pregnant women should not go to a place where Zika is spreading. So that makes me wonder, have we come any closer to a vaccine?
Well, there's a lot of work being done. It's actually being done at a very quick rate for vaccine development. That said, there is still a ways to go before anybody will be able to purchase a Zika vaccine. And it remains to be seen what the economics of a Zika vaccine are. If demand is high, pharmaceutical companies will make a Zika vaccine and it will become available, but that has to be the case. If they become convinced that a market for a Zika vaccine just isn't really there, we could see what happened with the West Nile virus vaccine work happen again with Zika. When West Nile was new to North America, there was a big push to develop a vaccine. But at the end of the day, the pharmaceutical companies did some analyses and concluded that there really wasn't enough demand for the vaccine to bring it to market because it costs hundreds of millions of dollars to do so. And so there is still no West Nile vaccine.
Well, Helen Branswell covers infectious diseases and public health for our partners at STAT. Helen, thank you so much.
Thank you.